It's impossible for me to put a grade on it.
Really?
It was a weird and wonderful weekend. I'd give it an A+.
Oh, good.
Wow. Yesterday I was around at a summer party, round at DT's, our favourite Time Lord. And he's obviously not a big sports fan. Mm-hmm. So I texted him the day before going, obviously the tennis is going to be on. I know you're not into sport, Lanky, but the tennis will be on, won't it? Especially because it's a fellow Scots in a final. He went, yeah, I think we'll have like a TV room. Yeah, there'd be like a TV room. And when I got there, right, there was an empty front room. So I just sat on the couch. So I went, you're not really... I just went, I'll be out in a minute. I just want to see, you know, how he starts. And then someone wanders into the front room, and I can't happen to see, it's Richard Wilson.
Oh, the
I don't believe
Scottish
it.
Actor.
I won't do the voice. He goes, "Don't sit here." I said, "Oh, no, not at all." So he sat right next to me on the couch, and we watched the tennis together for about an hour.
Did he have some good punditry on the
He did, yeah, and then David came in and sort of said, "Oh, what's happening? What's the latest here?"
Because he's Scottish. Why wasn't he watching us?
Not just that, Maggie. He was invited Saturday to Centre Court.
No what? Way. And he didn't
tickets
go.
Tickets were changing hands for £10,000.
Oh, more, yeah.
Right?
The hottest tickets.
Yeah. And I said, why didn't you go? He goes, oh, I couldn't. You know, we'd made all this effort for the summer party. And Richard Wilson went, you could have done. We would have just waited. We'd have carried on the party. You could have come afterwards. We don't care. Centre Court. Richard Wilson couldn't believe it. He said, you know, he goes, but he could make history. He is history.
Yeah. Mm.
And he's getting better, even if he doesn't win today.
Yeah.
You'll be there to watch it all.
Did Richard Wilson say, I don't believe it, when he found out about David Tennant not taking the tickets? Did he actually say that?
No, because that's like a character in those lines are written.
I just thought he might be lost
real
in
life.
It.
10 years ago.
Yeah. I should have done that after a couple of beers. Yeah. Just start going to him really loudly. I don't believe it! But here's the thing, in David's beautiful back garden, I could see Maggie's high-rise.
Oh, really?
Tenant flat.
You see the
washing out of the balcony.
And I said to Ruby and Lewis, I said, yeah, see that? Can you smell Maggie's place? You can. All the Sunday afternoon empties. We
it's
could hear
true.
The clinking
I am,
on
but, I am but a stone's throw.
It is.
That's the great thing about London. You've got, you know,
just over the wall.
Next
that's
to mansions.
See the high-rise. What is that? That Mandela Tower. She's up on the 97th floor.
Been working yesterday.
Because it's been going satellite dish
that's it,
the aerator. And then the real bit of my weekend was Ruby's birthday is next Tuesday.